Shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
A lovely good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. We take a look at the headlines. Construction works for a medicine storage facility at Kalingalinga Clinic underway. Investigations are underway into the land currently held by the Chinese company. In international headlines, apathy and unease ahead of Ivory Coast pause after protests in Abidjan. And in sports, CAF yesterday sent Copa Queens coach Nora Haptu into the stands. And now the news in detail. The Katete Magistrate Court has heard how former Katete District Commissioner Raphael Piri sexually abused his 15-year-old granddaughter in his house and later travelled to Chipata District to buy a morning after pill for her. This is in a matter Mr. Piri is facing charges of incest. In a trial led by senior state advocate Nchimunya Munkombwe, the granddaughter to the accused has testified that her grandfather facilitated her release from school for a four-day holiday on July 4, 2025, and went to his house where he was alone at the moment. Around 19 hours, the accused took the victim to Pangani Lodge for dinner and returned home around 21 hours. She explains that when she went to sleep in a separate bedroom, her grandfather, the accused, convinced her to join him in his bedroom, where he asked her to take off her clothes and later had sex with her. He then took her to Chipata District the following morning, where he bought her the pill. The court has further heard that when school closed on August 8, 2025, the victim went to stay with the accused, where he was residing with two other cousins. On August 13th, the accused called for the victim around 4 hours to join him in his bedroom, where he had carnal knowledge of her. On August 15, again around 4 hours, the accused called the victim to his room and had carnal knowledge of her, and repeated on August 19th. The girl then reported the incident to her cousin on August 22nd, and then later to her elder sister, who resides in Livingston. Around 10 hours on August 22nd, the accused sent his driver to pick her up from home and bring her to his office. While at his office, he told her to stop telling people what had happened. Later, the same day, the police picked the victim and took her to the hospital for a medical examination after her sister reported the matter to the Livingston police station. The second prosecution witness, the elder sister of the victim, has testified that the accused became the victim's guardian on February 12, 2024, following the death of the victim's mother, who was the firstborn daughter of the accused. She has stated that the victim told her he had been sexually abusing her, which prompted her to report the matter to the Livingston police station. Another witness, the deputy head teacher at a named secondary school, has testified that the accused called her on July 4, 2025, requesting permission for the victim to leave school. Permission was granted and the victim was picked up by the accused and his driver. Trial for the matter continues on November 10, 2025. A European Union EU-funded project implemented by a consortium of three NGOs has gathered Copperbelt chiefs for dialogue over land. Center for Environment Justice CEJ's Monitoring and Evaluation Specialist Haga Inyambe highlighted the importance of collaboration with traditional leaders, acknowledging their critical role in national development. Mr. Inyambe explained that the project, set to conclude in January 2027, aims to empower right holders through targeted training programs.
We have been running this project, this is our second year, and it will be coming to an end in 2027, January. that will be the last year, of course, with hope of it to be extended. And our coming here, we've been doing trainings for the rights holders. We've had so far about four trainings, and these are being conducted by the organization called RIEM, because they handle Kitwe and Mufurila, while CEJ handles Kawe, Selazowe, and Serenje.
Meanwhile, Center for Environment Justice, CEJ Environmental Protection Dialogue, EPD coordinator Patricia Nangoi, emphasized that land is a critical resource for Zambia's economic development and a key asset across various sectors.
In terms of the land challenges and the risks, one of them is that the land tenure and security and autonomy land rights, there is that challenge and also some risk, because the tenure system that we use is actually different for the traditional land and also the customary, the statutory land. Then there's also the challenge of displacement of local communities, where you find that probably an investment comes in to do an investment where people are already settled, maybe they have stayed there for so many years, and then there is a need for an investment to take place there. There's a development that has come. So what happens with the people that are already there? There's the issues of displacement of the local communities. And on top of that, there's also the environmental degradation and deforestation happening.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has informed the general public that construction works for a medicine storage facility at Kalingalinga Clinic in Monali Constituency have commenced and are progressing steadily. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the project stands at 35% towards completion, and the scope of work includes substructure works, superstructure finishes, and other related construction works. Ms. Mwamba says upon completion, the facility will address the current shortage of adequate medical storage space at the health center. The facility is being constructed by Wadlis Construction Company at a contract sum of 1,121,918 kwacha 80 tungwe, funded through the 2025 Constituency Development Fund, CDF.
The Lusaka City Council wishes to inform the general public that construction works for a medicine storage facility at Kalingalinga Clinic in Munali Constituency has commenced and are progressing steadily. Currently, the project stands at 35% towards completion, and the scope of work includes substructure works, superstructure, finishes, and other related construction works. Upon completion, the facility will address the current shortage of adequate medical storage space at the health center. The facility at Kalingalinga Clinic is being constructed at approximately 1.1 million kwacha, funded through the 2025 Constituency Development Fund.
The Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources has dispatched a team to the field to investigate allegations surrounding the sale of the land by Chine Hashan Zambia Investment Company Limited. Speaking to One Love Radio News Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Delphine Mutinta revealed that the ministry had attempted to contact the individuals behind the cell through the phone numbers displayed on circulating posters, but all calls went unanswered. Ms. Mutinta explained that preliminary information suggests the company in question also operates a money lending business. The allegations point to the possibility that the firm may have seized land from individuals who defaulted on their loans using the property as collateral.
So we can only tell whether they got that land from the ministry and they have settled it, if those numbers go through, because there is no property number there, as you could have seen. The Ministry of Land, when there's a property number, we could have answers by now, because we could have just entered those in our system, and it should have shown us whether they applied for it and now they are selling. But there are only numbers there, and everyone who's trying to call that number, the entire ministry was trying to number from yesterday. The only clue that we have, preliminary investigations are indicating that those Chinese, they own a money lending institution. So the ministry is expecting that